Tune in next week on The Real Housewives of Apex Legends. Will they, won't they?
All right, so...
They won't. Welcome to the Crown News Podcast. We're talking about our favorite games, video game news, just about anything else. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm here with my best friends, Marissa and Sacco. I like to remind everybody that there are no stupid questions. I'm going to start us off with a question right now, Marissa.
Hey, Matt.
How you doing today?
Better than you. You sound sick.
Not doing well. I am slightly sick. I'm all right. I'm functioning, but... it's just a cough.
I love how the implication is that people who are sick don't function.
No, I'm not super sick.
No, but you're sick.
I am sick.
We don't need to split hairs. You're sick.
Yeah, no, I am sick.
No, you're not sick. You're sick.
I'm like sick.
No, you're not. You're really not.
I'm ill. I am not doing well.
The illest.
I need vitamins and medicine, maybe a doctor. No, I'm okay. I'm good. Just the vitamins and the medicine. The vitamin. I'm just gonna stop talking.
The you know what's great?
You know what is better than being sick? Being able to choose different characters.
That's the segue you went for?
I'm ill, Marissa.
Wow.
I'm ill.
There was such an easy one. All you had to say was, you know, I'm not feeling too bad, but I'm certainly not feeling legendary.
I'm not feeling like an apex predator right now.
No.
Not feeling like an apex predator?
No, you're definitely on the bottom of the food chain right now.
I am not doing good. That was enough. We're just gonna. I'm Marissa. What's today's topic?
Yeah, you try to bail out of the segues. I need you to know this. I know you're sick, but you do this every week, so it's not really you're.
Yeah,
you
it's not news.
It's not an excuse.
It's
you bail out of the segue, and then you have to get to the line. Like the format is, you get to the line where you ask me what the topic is, but you just stop talking.
Yeah.
And people probably don't realize, because I'm sure Sacco, when he edits, he cuts out the big pause you make, but he pauses and waits for us to do something. When the format has always been, Matt does a crappy segue and then asks me what today's topic is.
But that's not the formula. The formula is, I do a shitty segue and then I take a really big pause. And
no,
then,
we stop taking no, the really big pause.
It's really,
no
but
more
that's
pause.
Part of the, it
I
needs
forbid
to be,
the pause.
I assume that there's listeners that we have that like a routine. I can't go change.
We take out the pause. We take out the pause.
We do nothing.
Tell us in the Discord if we can take the pause out.
Apex Legends.
Apex.
Whoa, hey, hold on. Whoa. Marissa, what's today's topic?
Well, you already spoiled it, so it is all about Apex Legends.
I thought we did that part of
it. Way to go, Matt.
The myth and the legends.
Way to go spoiling the topic, Matt.
I know this happens every week, but I'm just this week I'm sick, so let me have this one.
All right, well, I'll let you have this one. I have a few notes on Apex Legends to share with you guys. Generally speaking, when we do the all abouts, I have sent out a matter of formats, or rather one format to both of these fuckers. Yeah. And they know of it. They know the exact... Well, theoretically, they know about it. Tell me what components
didn't...
are in an all boat.
No, I didn't do it this
Can
time.
Can you name the components?
I didn't do the homework. I know we raid at the game at the end. We raid it.
That's the part you remember?
1-5, 1-10, 1-5, 1-something. Shitty good? I don't know. We raid the game at the end. Matt's
taking a big pause. I feel like
I know.
he's trying to go through a video that I sent earlier today.
No, I know. I just know.
No, not
I
the
know.
Video. I think he's trying to pull up his notes from the last time we did this, which would have been Minecraft? I don't know.
Sacco, that would be silly.
Matt, what do you look?
There's a
Matt, you're looking off to the side awful lot there, Matt.
I'm looking great. I'm looking at right at you, buddy. Looking you, right
show me your hands
my camera.
And tell me,
you are now.
Show me yeah, your hands.
Heads up.
And
what's,
tell me.
What's the categories?
The categories.
The categories.
Cover
are
your eyes.
Brief
cover
history.
Your eyes. Cover your eyes. Cover your eyes.
I wasn't looking up the last time we did this. I just went to our Discord where we have a topics channel, and it's like one of the highlighted messages from September.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
26th.
And who highlighted that message, man?
We talk about a brief history, and then our connections to the game, and then characters and romances, and then a general plot, and then leveling up and game progression, and then choices and customization, and then graphics and artwork, and then gameplay and mechanics, and then content and repetition, and then glitches and smoothness.
And then we rate the game.
And then we rate the game. Thank you very much, Psycho, for contributing.
All right.
No
so
problem.
Generally speaking, we start a little bit more with the history, but today I'm going to start with a little bit of the gameplay, and then we're going to go into the history just so you kind of know what we're talking about first. So the game is Apex Legends is a battle royale game, an online multiplayer battle royale game specifically. It has a base mode, which was the first mode that was created, which focuses on a group of trios. So you're loading into maps in teams of three. They can either be pre-married with people that you know online or meet online, or you can randomly fill your teammates. So that's the basics of the game. Anything to add there? I'm going to go more into the details of the game in a bit here, but I'm going to go through the history first.
Something that's different than the other Battle Royale games, just specifically with the teams, there's no solo mode. So like you can play a game without filling. So like you could be the only person on your team, but everybody else has teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like in Fortnite or in like PUBG, if you go solo, everybody is solo.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. That they really push the, like, this is supposed to be a co-op game.
Well, yeah, it's very much like you're supposed to work together with the legends that you pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, the whole point of the game. So I understand them not having, like, a solo mode.
So, yeah, they did eventually add a duos mode so you can play with two people. But that's pretty much it. And they've had other modes. So Apex Legends is a free-to-play hero shooter game, and it launched February 4th, 2019.
Which is wild, because there are still so many updates to it, and there's still so much shit, and it's such...
good. It's usually nominated for Best Community Support every year.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. So there's a bit of disagreement when the development of this game started, so Mackie McCandlish, who is the design director of the game, said that it actually started before Titanfall 2 had shipped in 2016.
Interesting.
I should mention Respawn is the creator of Apex Legends and also the creator of Titanfall. So that's the connection there. By 2018, according to McCandlish, the entire Titanfall team was working on the game. Drew McCoy, who's the executive producer, claims work didn't start until 2017, so there's just a little bit of a disagreement there. In comparison to Titanfall 2, Apex Legends had approximately 115 devs working on it. Compared to Titanfall, which was only 85, so they had a much larger team of devs on the game. Their idea was to bridge components of Titanfall with PUBG, making it a Titanfall-esque game but battle royale. They had to remove some of the movement abilities that were made famous in Titanfall, such as the wall running, because early in development they experimented with it and it made the game a little bit too hard, because it was too hard to understand where the threats were when they could literally be on the walls and such. The character first format is one of the things that connects it to Titanfall. So we have strong legends with specific abilities. This was decided on as almost like an homage to the mechs that you saw in Titanfall, giving them abilities that might kind of mirror that or reference that, but definitely made it easier for the gameplay in a battle royale mode. One of the philosophies that they had during development was, quote, chasing the fun. So they wanted to create a team experience versus a solo first experience. So that's where you'll see a lot of components that they focused on heavily coming out. And as Sacco and Matt both mentioned, you can't play a solo mode because that was their idea the entire time. Chasing the fun meant playing with friends or playing with other people. It was a little bit to, you know, there was quite a few battle royales coming out and out at the time that they were developing this. So they really needed to stand out as battle royales. They chose a few things to focus on. One was the three-person squads, which eventually got pulled back to two as well, but team-based squads specifically, no solo mode. The communication system was also something that they really heavily focused on, and they wanted smaller playing areas. I believe this kind of got spread out a little bit more, but it's still not as large as some other games, I guess. I haven't played any other battle royales.
Fortnite is a lot bigger.
And so is, but it's also, so is Warzone. Warzone's huge compared to Apex.
Yeah.
I find that the Apex maps, though, like while being smaller, are a lot more detailed. Like once you're in a house, there's like multiple rooms, whereas Fortnite was more of giant open fields kind of thing, and like trees and stuff, and like less intricate spaces.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. So during development, the devs played the game for between 100 to 200 combined hours per day.
Per day?
Wow, that's a crazy amount.
That's a lot. I mean, I guess if
combined, each, combined. So it's like each person all of the playing
devs. Yeah, and there were like 100 devs, so they played an hour each.
During initial development, they also spent an entire month playing the game without voice chat to ensure the communications were at a level that people could play without voice chat. And they also randomized names, like did a randomized name generator so that they couldn't tell which other person and, you know, the team they were playing with. So they couldn't, you know, fixate too hard on knowing a certain play style. So that's one of the reasons. And I will say I laud this for Apex. I don't know. I kind of take this for granted because it's the only battle royale I've played, but it is really easy to communicate without comms. In fact, sometimes I think comms, like voice, just gets in the way of good communication because I don't really need to hear you breathing. I just need to know where you're going.
Or I don't need to hear your family behind you yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Or what song you're playing.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
So to avoid, they were worried during development that they were going to alienate the Titanfall fan base, which I don't think they completely avoided, but I'll get to that in a second. So they treated it as a new IP that had ties to Titanfall. Titanfall is referenced pretty heavily throughout the game if you know the references, but it definitely is its own thing. Lore-wise, it actually takes place a few years after the Frontier War, which is the conflict that is featured in both Titanfall and Titanfall 2. Respawn had also recently been acquired by EA. And Respawn was concerned that this new direction would read a little bit as EA forcing them to make a BR game. And they were really concerned about that. According to McCoy, this was actually so much not the case. And it was exactly the opposite of what EA wanted out of their next game, that they actually had to appeal quite hard once EA acquired them.
EA didn't want to make it interesting.
Yeah. So that, I don't know how. Potentially, that might just be the story they want to come out to. I'm not saying EA forced them, but to say that EA was like, whoa, that's not what we want, might be a little bit. But that's what McCoy says. So, fun fact, I mentioned they didn't want to alienate the Titanfall fan base. They did. In July 2021, Apex Legends was actually hacked by a group of individuals who wanted to draw attention to persistent problems with cheating in the Titanfall games that they felt Respawn and EA were ignoring. And in fact, Respawn and EA had been ignoring. They hadn't even made a comment on the amount of cheating. This is just a little bit of a fun fact for me because when I was doing research, it came up in research and I completely forgot that I remembered this. I was very new to playing. I think I had only been playing for a couple weeks when this actually happened. It was pretty intense, and it took them, I want to say, at least 3 days to really fix it. So they definitely, I mean, they got attention. I will say, as a person who really wanted to play Apex, I was annoyed. That was definitely the point.
Yeah.
I know Zach will remember it too because we started playing at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, I do remember because like it was you could still play sometimes, but every once in a while, it would just you would go to play and a message would pop up being like, "Hey, fix Titanfall, you fuckers!"
Yeah, like, yeah, it was actually it was a banner that would pop up, and if you clicked on it, it would send you to the hacker's website where they outlined all the problems that were going on with Titanfall. So it was just
kind of sad that like
yeah.
that's like they didn't want to ruin the game. They weren't hacking it to be like
no, but they were like please fix the game.
They're just like just I like this other game. Can you please
can you please fix this? Like we get Apex is your baby now, but also we still exist. Yeah, I do feel for them in that way.
Yeah.
Right. So that's pretty much all I have for the history. I did try to keep it a little bit brief there. So now we're gonna go into the gameplay. As I mentioned, it focuses mostly on a legend based, so you choose your legend and then you go into a battle royale. Since its initial release, the game has also expanded to include duos as well as trios. In season 9 of the game, another game mode, which was permanent for a while, called Arenas was added. It pitted one squad directly against the other, both made up of 3 legends in a smaller arena. Teams would spend points to buy guns and then face off in rounds attempting to win. Winning occurred when one team had at least 3 points and was 2 points ahead of the other team. And if games got drawn out too far, round 9 was dedicated to a sudden death round. This game mode was removed in season 16. When I was playing the game, this was a staple, so it's just really interesting that it's no longer in the game. In our main mode, whether playing duos or trios, the game begins in a jump ship which flies over the map in a straight line from one end to the other. All teams begin in the jump ship, and each team is given a jump master who determines when a team jumps and where they land. This position of jump master can be relinquished to another player, and players can choose to jump alone as well. Once a jump is initiated, players can split off from the jump masters, dive towards the ground, and land in a spot of their own. Generally, players try to stay somewhat together, breaking off closer to the ground to get their own loot pile. On the ground, the game truly begins. Players need to find or loot weapons, attachments, grenades, and other equipment. Weapons can be used to kill other teams, as can grenades, the legend's abilities, and melee attacks. You can also die by falling off the map, which I don't want to talk about how many times that's happened to me. And also, you can die to ring.
So this is like where the game differs so much. Like I played so much Fortnite and I played a lot of PUBG, but way more Fortnite. I did not like PUBG because they put so much emphasis on the attachments. So it was like you needed to find like specific barrels and like stocks, and like it really made the gun different. Like you would find a basic like unless you had pretty much every single attachment for the gun, you would kind of not do great. Where Fortnite was more you find guns and it's like
different blue rarities. Tier gun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like you just find the gun, like there was no attachments at all. But with the jump ship specifically, like Apex uses the like jump master, so you are jumping off as a squad, which is like you are supposed to be a team, you're supposed to be together. In Fortnite, you just jump like there was kind of like that meme of like where we dropping boys and like somebody jumps out and you're like trying to follow him. But like if you're not paying attention, you all need to jump at the same time. Or it's like once you're in the air, you need to figure out how to get to each other because like everybody's jumping solo, which is not very helpful in a squad based game.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, I know like Fortnite, it's like you need to be paying attention the whole time. Whereas like Apex, like you're a squad, so obviously your squad jumps together, your squad stays together. Like that makes so much more sense. But then the other thing too is that because it's like a legend based game, everybody has their own abilities, so it's not just about finding guns. It's like you need to be good with the legends that you have, and your legends need to be compatible, right? Because like you can land with a fuse and the fuse has abilities that can blow you up right away, right? Like you can land with a lifeline and the lifeline can heal, so it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like It puts way more emphasis on being good at the game and less on luck. Whereas like Fortnite, it's like pretty much in the first like 10 minutes of the game, it's luck. It's like, what did you find, right? Who found the better gun first? There's no way that skill could really be a factor until like later on in the game. And then obviously it's like, that's when it shit gets real.
Yeah. So once the jump ship has crossed the map, every team has launched towards the ground, a ring will be randomly selected on the map. The first ring is quite large. This ring is the safe zone, so it's an area your characters can be without taking damage. The zone not protected by the ring, so the hazardous zone or the danger zone, is often called storm or ring, which, yes, is very confusing, but both can be termed as ring. So if you ever watch us stream Apex, you'll hear me going, ring's coming in, we should head to ring. We don't want to get caught in ring.
It's just all the same thing.
Just avoid thing. We want to be in the safe tail. Zone. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Apex, the danger zone that hits your character is made of light waves, which cause damage that increase every time a subsequent ring closes. There are 6 rounds in a game of Apex of closing rings. The danger zone or storm in the first round does 3 damage per 1.5 seconds, which is called a tick. 1.5 seconds is a tick.
Okay.
The second ring does 4 damage per tick. The third, 10. The fourth, 15. The fifth, 20. And the sixth does a whopping 25 per tick.
Damn.
The sixth ring will completely close about 20 minutes after you've loaded into the map. So if you last till the absolute closing of the final ring, which I have seen happen, it's going to be about a 20-minute game. The goal of the game is to be part of the last team standing. This team will be determined to be the Apex champions. I will note it is technically possible to win the game without getting single kill. That being said, you are given stats once you die or win based on your performance. The game keeps track of kills, assists, knocks, damage, revives, and respawns. A knock is the first portion of getting a kill. You drop your enemy to 0 health and it knocks them literally to their knees. They have to crawl. There's a bit of time here for the enemy team to revive that companion, essentially pulling them back up to their feet and giving them a little tiny bit of health. If an enemy is revived, it counts as a knock and not a kill. To kill an enemy, you either need to shoot them again once they're knocked and defenseless, execute them, or finish them in Apex terms, which triggers a cutscene-like clip where you cannot defend yourself or knock all the other teammates on their squad. Once a full squad is knocked, all knocked characters die on that team. Assists are pretty straightforward, as you have to damage an opponent without getting the final shot. They also must be killed after the knock, otherwise it doesn't count as anything. You don't get an assist knock, if that makes sense. Teammates can be revived, picked up after being knocked. If they are fully killed, they can be resurrected, called respawned in Apex, using a respawn beacon, and you have to have the respawn banner, which is available for pickup on their death box after they've been killed.
That's another thing that is like absolutely, this is a squad-based game, because like in Fortnite, like as soon as you die, like if it's just like, it makes you stay in a lobby, right? Like in Fortnite or any other like battle royale game, as soon as you die, you're out. I'm not going to sit and watch my teammate play for another hour unless they're like my friends and like I'm in a lobby with them. But if I was matching with strangers online, I'm not going to sit in a lobby and watch you after I die.
Which really brings out the the chasing the fun, though. Keeping that in mind during development, because it made it feel okay to play with your friends. Because imagine playing with your friends in Fortnite and you die and then you just have to sit,
and you just sit there. Yeah, it's so annoying.
Like that sucks.
It honestly does suck. Like not being in the same... I'd rather play solo than play with people who are better than me, because I'm just going to be...
I would rather play Apex with friends. Yeah. Like, I don't mind playing solo, but I would rather play with friends.
Like, it's you're still, at any point you can come back. So you're, even if you don't come back, you're still like invested and you're like, oh, I want to know how my squad does, even if they're strangers.
Yeah,
you're like, keep going. You got this. I believe in you.
Will you get
a fucking res.
Yeah.
Will you get a respawn on me? We don't know.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit more involved. Okay, so we talked also about the fact that the legend, the pre-made legends, are part of the thing that makes this game really different. So every legend, there are 25 legends currently in the game. They generally, with a new season, add a new legend, although with I think it was season 18 and 20 are the two seasons where they haven't added a new legend, so that might just become more regular as they don't want to necessarily overload the game with legends. They're changing other features in those seasons. Yeah,
they did change the other features like drastically, quite a bit, though.
Quite yeah. A bit. This last There's one was pretty a big updates. Change. Yeah.
Yeah. Each legend has passive abilities, which you don't need to do anything to trigger. They're just automatic. A tactical ability, which is recharged. It varies from legend to legend, but faster, and it has a smaller impact on the game. And an ultimate ability, which is usually your big ability, the one that you really want. Generally, these are much, much slower to get, but they are considered generally more useful. I will say that's not true for all legends. I think some of the legends you picked for their tactical abilities and some you picked for their ultimate abilities. Some you pick for both and some you kind of don't pick for either. You just really like their passive or something like that. So these abilities depend on each legend and are tailored to fit their backstory, their interest, and their personalities. Fun fact, according to Respawn, it takes 9 to 11 months to create and fully test a legend to the point where it's ready in-game. They are also categorized into 5 different categories. Assault, Skirmisher, Recon, Support, and Controller Legends. I told you guys, when I did my homework today, I did my homework today. Are you impressed?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Are you surprised?
No.
Not even a little bit.
Assault Legends, we'll start there. So these have abilities that are useful in the middle of combat specifically. So they can also carry more ammo in a single inventory slot, and they can open weapon supply bins, secret compartments, which generally contains gun accessories, so attachments or ammo or that sort of thing.
Everything assault, you need to get a better gun.
The assault legends in the game include, and they all have little taglines with them, so I'll be reading those too, just so you guys know. Bangalore,
nice.
Who is a professional soldier. Fuse, who is the bombastic explosives expert. Ash, who is the incisive investigator. Mad Maggie, who is the rebel warlord. And Ballistic, who is a refined gunslinger.
Love them. Love them all.
Skirmisher legends are legends with movement heavy abilities. So these legends can get in and out of fights easier than others and quicker as well, generally. They they can see contents of care packages, which are essentially a special loot boxes that fall from the sky that contain special guns or really good guns. The skirmisher legends in the game include Pathfinder, who is the forward scout, Wraith, the interdimensional skirmisher, Octane, the high-speed daredevil, Revenant, a synthetic nightmare, Horizon, the gravitational manipulator, and Valkyrie, the winged avenger. Valkyrie, in particular, for those Titanfall fans, has a big connection to Titanfall 2. Recon legends have scouting abilities or some sort of ability that allows them to gather enemy intel. They can interact with survey beacons, which reveal enemy positions for 30 seconds. The Recon legends include Bloodhound, who is a technological tracker, Crypto, who is a surveillance expert, Seer, who is an ambush artist, and Vantage, who is a sniper savant. And then we have support legends. So this is pretty straightforward for anyone who knows what a support class is, but these legends have abilities to protect, revive, or resupply squad mates. They can open secret medical compartments in some supply bins, which contain healing or other survival items. And they also give their team the ability to craft respawn banners of eliminated squad mates. I think that's one of the biggest reasons I would want a support person on my squad every time, because being able to craft those things is huge. So support legends include Gibraltar, who is the shielded fortress, Lifeline, who is the combat medic, Mirage, who is the holographic trickster, Loba, the translocating thief, Newcastle, the heroic defender, and Conduit, the shield healer. And our last category is controller legends. So these have abilities focused on fortifying a location, trapping enemies, or controlling or limiting fight movements. By the way, I added the last one on the website. It only describes them as fortifying a location or trapping enemies, and I feel like that really underplays their ability, but I'm a big controller legend person.
Yeah.
They can also interact with ring consoles, which reveal next ring locations, so you can kind of just put your team ahead of the game plan. Controller legends include Caustic, who is a toxic trapper, Watson, the static defender, and my homegirl, Rampart, the amped modder, and Catalyst, a defensive conjurer. All right, how are we feeling about my description so far?
Love them. The descriptions. I didn't know.
Have an issue, actually.
Oh. Yep. Mm-hmm. What's your issue about?
I feel like half the legends, their little descriptions, are the words start with the same letter, and then half of them don't. Yeah. Fucking pick one, mean? Respawn.
You want
the alliteration?
Ambush artist, that's fun. I like that.
Yeah, but
sniper savant, that's fun.
Yeah, but when it doesn't work, they can't.
Well, be creative. There's a lot of words in the English language.
Yeah, but also, it's they're not just making English. This game in English.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess.
I'm sure some of them translate better in other languages. And maybe. You know.
They're all cool.
They're all cool.
There's not a bad one. I was going to say, I didn't know that Valkyrie was like, I never played Titanfall, but Gibraltar looks right out of Titanfall. Like his armor, shieldy thingy.
Yeah, the big ones I know about that have pretty, like Valkyrie is the one that I know has a decent connection to Titanfall. Because I believe her dad was
more
one
like
of the pilot.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. I also mentioned, so the we're getting into the lore, which the lore is expansive. I'm not going to go into it fully in depth, but I did want to read the background summary. And then I wanted to just kind of showcase some of the main things that have happened in the game. But there is a really expansive lore system for Apex. All the legends have relationships. Some of them hate each other. Some of them are dating. Some of them are siblings. It's expansive. And every season, they actually make... There's comics. There's new, like, little video clips to show how their relationships are changing. There's lots of stuff going on. So... The initial background of the game, or the initial start of the lore, is the Frontier War is over after decades of conflict between the IMC and the militia. Founded to fight them, the region of space known as the Frontier can finally see peace, but liberation can come at a cost. The Frontier worlds were left barren by the war, and promised aid dwindled to nothing. With no way to support themselves, those who remained had no choice but to leave their homes. The brave relocated to the Outlands. A remote cluster of planets on the fringes of the frontier, the Outlands are untouched by war and teeming with resources and opportunity. But life is cheap here and danger lurks around every corner. Its pioneers, explorers, and outlaws used to spend their lives locked in an endless power struggle. Now they settle their differences in the Apex Games, a blood sport where legends from all corners of the frontier compete for money, fame, and glory.
Gotta get that glory.
All right. So this highly popularized televised blood sport in the lore of Apex is owned by the mysterious Mercenary Syndicate and managed by their Apex Games Commission headed by Cuban Blisk. The Apex Games were first hosted on Kings Canyon, which is a map that you can play in the game, which is an island located on the planet Solus. Construction of the arena commenced in 2727 and finished a year after, and then the game started. The arena at Kings Canyon was used for 124 seasons until an attack on the island's repulsor tower by Crypto allowed the entry of wildlife, resulting in a devastated arena. The match then in progress was halted and the Legends evacuated. The Syndicate suspended the games after the attack and proceeded to make modifications to the arena. They were then forced, Syndicate was forced to move the games to World's Edge, which was the second map that ever came into play, which is on another planet called Talos. Following this move, a sponsorship was struck up with Hammond Robotics, one of the companies that used to make the now defunct IMC. This coincided with the entry of Forge, a Legend sponsored by Hammond Robotics, and the introduction of the Planetary Harvester to World's Edge. Before his entry, though, into the games, he was assassinated by Revenant.
Damn, Revenant.
Revenant fucking things up. This alongside with the various reported break-ins on Hammond facilities and the fact that Revenant had a vendetta against both Syndicate and Hammond, they essentially just said, hey, you can join the games instead. Go kill people for our money and not for other things. So that's kind of like a really brief overview. Every single season adds to this. As new legends come in, they basically come in and fuck shit up. So they start new drama.
As they should.
Yeah.
You can go quite a bit into this. Also, each legend, like I said before, they do have their like pretty in-depth backstories. Watson, for example, just mentioning the fact that the ring is made out of like light. It hits you with light. So Watson actually created the ring, I think, when she was 14. And her dad essentially put forward the idea, not taking credit for it, but basically not advertising that it was made by a 14-year-old. And so she is actually the one who made the ring that closes in. Lots of stuff like that. There's lots of in-depth stuff if you want to dig through legends.
First of all, ridiculous that a 14-year-old did it, but also the amount of knowledge that is in the game that you really have to search out for.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, it is. So that was pretty much my whole spiel.
Yeah. So I just have, I'm assuming neither of you have played Titanfall.
I played Titanfall.
Do you remember Titanfall? Because there's a lot, I
didn't play Titanfall 2, and I know Titanfall 2 was one with the campaign. Titanfall 2
is the one.
Titanfall 1 didn't have a campaign, it was just multiplayer.
So the Mervin robots, that like Pathfinder Marvin? Are based off of, the Marvin, sorry, yeah. MRVN, the MRVN robots, they're in Titanfall
they're in
2
the
a
Titanfall,
lot.
Titanfall, yeah.
So like you said, Marissa, Valkyrie is the daughter of a really big Titanfall 2 character. Ash is actually in Titanfall 2.
I think, I did know that too. Yeah. So she
the drawn a little differently, like a little bit of a more updated, cooler version for Apex Legends, but.
Well, she was tossed in the trash.
Yeah. Now she looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a whole thing.
That's why she's got
the little
rat
friend.
Again,
if you want to get into the. Yeah, but if you go into the lore as well, that's how Pathfinder originally found her. I believe in the trash.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
cutscene.
Fixed her up, sad. And then he was like, "I have a girlfriend," and she was like, "I'm gonna kill everyone."
And then she's
unacceptable. Yeah, Cuban Blisk is one of the main antagonists in Titanfall 2.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a big one, and then like the IMC that you said. And then a lot of the guns too. Like there's a lot
of
gun
crossover.
I kind of want to play Titanfall 2 now.
Yeah, I never played Titanfall 2 and I really should have.
I feel like I kind of want. Yeah, I feel like after all the amount of time I put in.
It was really fun. Like it was a really good game. And like cuz it had there was the mech, the whole mech thing. So like it was very differing gameplay within the same match. Like you'd be fighting and then like the more you fight, it was almost like an just ultimate. Like you would build up your like ultimate, which is just you drop it in your mech. And then but like once you got your mech, there were like different types of mech, or like there were different like you could bring a rocket launcher with you as a regular soldier to like shoot down a mech.
Just yeah. Counter the mech.
Yeah. And like the other thing that was really cool was, and this is really nice for like when you first started playing, they had AI people to shoot at. Like when you're playing, there would be like grunts that would just be AI controlled, so you could still kill something
with
yeah. That wasn't like you weren't shooting at another person in like that was playing the game, you were just shooting at an AI that was on the other team, so you were still getting credit, like you were still doing something for your team, even if you couldn't, if you were, you weren't good enough to like kill another player, which was a cool idea.
Why are you looking at me, Sacco?
I'm not looking at you. I said for someone who was first started playing the game, Matt, I also farmed the grunts for kills.
I think that option is a great option.
That's fun. That was a really good idea. I really enjoyed that.
I think the biggest thing about Apex, I do want to play Titanfall 2 now, but I think the biggest reason why Apex works so well is because you do kind of fall in love with the legends and like the backstory, and like even if you're not looking for it, they're like one-liners and like their little just like when you're dropping out of the plane, they'll say stuff, and like when you are on the map, like they'll just they have those just quick little one-liners, but like they build character, and like you kind of do fall in love with them. I think it's hard to play a hero-based or like a legend-based game and not have a favorite.
Oh yeah, no, like there's definitely like a lot of personality with each character, like even just like the way they talk to each other and like stuff like that, because like Marissa said, like some people hate each other, like Loba and Revenant hate each other, and that is a very long complicated backstory of how Revenant killed Loba's parents.
Killed.
So that's a deep-seated hate. Yeah, that's a deep-seated hate. Not only
killed her parents in front of her, by the way, that like she lost everything and then had to work her way back up because her, like she, like it was such a mess. And he climbed up the side of the building they were having dinner in and broke through the window and proceeded to slaughter them. So like it was kind of traumatic.
Traumatic, yeah.
So they don't like each other.
Yeah, fair enough. And then say that. They're not. Yeah. They don't hide it. They
also, Horizon and Ash don't like each other. So Horizon essentially got left in outer space because Ash, or rather the scientist whose brain Ash is based off of, or was used to make Ash, left her in space. So she got caught in like a time warp thing where she didn't age and she never got to see her son grow up. So she's trying to figure out a way back in time to see her son and like return
to
her
son.
You
hate to see it happen.
So yeah, them on the same team. Also kind of
goof.
Yeah.
A little weird.
Yeah. But then you have like Lifeline and Octane. They're just
actually they're kind of mad at each other right now.
Oh no. Oh man.
The plot thickens.
Well, fuck,
Octane's
eh?
Dad is, I think, also like he owns he owns Sylvia Pharmaceuticals, which is also, they have a big hand in oppressing people and stuff. So that's Octane's father.
Big Pharma, of course.
Big Pharma.
Yeah. Super late stage capitalism.
Bloodhound and Fuse, though. Dayton.
Oh, that's
they
good.
Love each other.
They love each other. Bangalore and
Bloodhound is so cool.
Loba? Was it?
Yeah.
They had a little thing, didn't they?
They had a little thing, and then Bangalore was like, low-key, you're just my friend. Oh. And Lola was like, oh, that sucks. I really liked you. I'm going to go date Valkyrie. And now her and Valkyrie are dating. And Bane was big sad about it.
Well, that's her own fault. She should have spoke up and not dumped Loba. That was really mean.
Tune in next week on The Real Housewives of Apex Legends. Will they, won't they?
All right, so...
They won't.
We don't have a lot of choice in customization, really. You can choose skins for your legends. All skins? Cosmetics. Okay,
but there's a lot of skins.
There's a lot of skins, and the skins are really cool. Like, this they're really nice. Like, for a first-person shooter, they really make you care about what your character looks like.
It's true. They do. They do. Yes. So, I guess customization, lots, not a lot of choice. You're playing a BR. You shouldn't really expect a lot of choice in your game. Yeah. Although they do have almost a skill tree now as you level up your armor.
Yes. So there is a little bit of choice. Big change for this season.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't know. I'm sure they'll tweak it in coming seasons. So we'll just kind of leave that maybe a little bit more general. The leveling up and game progression. So you can level up your rank, like your level in the game, just by getting experience. And you can also play ranked, which gives you obviously a ranking. Graphics and artwork, cartoon style, but not as cartoony as Fortnite.
Yeah. It's definitely like realistic.
Yeah, but it's not like trying to look like photorealistic.
It's
got an art style for sure, but it's, you're right.
There's definitely an art style that feels a little bit realistic, but definitely is still cartoon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like somewhere in between like an anime and like Call of Duty. Like it's in the middle there somewhere.
Neo traditional.
Yeah. Did you look that up? Is that a legit term?
Okay.
All right. It's like a tattoo so we talked lots about the gameplay mechanics. I don't know if you guys want to add anything there. Content and repetition. I would say they do have mixtape. Mixtape?
Yeah.
Called mixtape. Yeah. Which is more traditional multiplayer
like
modes,
FPS modes,
so more like team deathmatch, control, which is just control an area on the map, basically have your people inside of it, and gun game, which they call gun run. So there is different ways to keep playing. It's still going to come back to that shooter style, so you're not going to get away from that obviously with a shooter game.
Yeah, I don't know who did it first. I don't know if Gun Run came out first, but the new Call of Duty also has a team-based gun game, the mechanics are the same as Apex, where like the whole team is on a gun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if Apex did it first and then Call of Duty did it, or if Call of Duty did it first and Apex did it.
Apex stole from Call of Duty with gun game.
So. Oh, 100%. Yeah, the original concept.
If they stole back and forth, it's fine at this point. Glitchiness and smoothness. So every once in a while, the game does get a little glitchy. I've run into a couple. I feel like they don't tend to last that long.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been a couple game-breaking ones where it's been really bad, and I know Sacco and I like have stopped playing for like a couple of weeks just until they fix it. But I haven't run into one of those in a while.
Yeah, there was a big one for Xbox specifically, which is why we stopped playing for quite a bit. Like, where was it? It was 15, 16, where like it was going to like break your Xbox.
You're thinking of Call of Duty.
No, there was a big one. That's why we stopped playing for a while.
No, it isn't.
The first time. Yeah, there was a huge Xbox glitch. Or the game didn't work on Xbox at all or something. It would just keep crashing.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Unplayable on Xbox in season 16. Image freezes when moving. When there is action, it's almost impossible to follow where I am. The colors are all different. It's on an Xbox Series X. Hello, everyone. And then this is from an EA, the community manager. Everyone, the issue is currently being investigated. When we have some news, there will be an official announcement. February 2023.
that why we stopped playing?
That's why we stopped playing, yeah. Because we couldn't play. That was the only reason we stopped playing. And then we didn't play for like 2 weeks, and then we just never played again.
We just never played.
But yeah, it was a huge... Yeah, the game was just unplayable on Xbox for like... I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks. It was a while.
All right. Well, there's that glitch I shucked from my brain, so... Yeah, the more you know.
There you go.
I'm trying to think if I've experienced any PC glitches, and I don't think, like, beyond my own internet capabilities, I don't know how much is really on the game.
Yeah, I don't...
I will say there's been a couple, like, low-bag glitches with her bracelet. Like, there's a couple legend-specific glitches that tend to come up, and when they solve those,
yeah,
that is really annoying. I remember around the time we stopped playing, there was also a glitch with Watson where she wouldn't put down her fences.
That sucks.
And a glitch with Loba, and these are two characters I play as a lot, where you would throw the bracelet and it would just keep going forever, and just you would never actually like
go
just to the
fly
bracelet.
To the oh.
No, like it would just
it
keep
would just
falling
through the map, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
So if you're in the middle of the fight trying to get away, it was just like,
yeah, like
not
I've had the game. Yeah, I've had the game crash every once in a while, but like nothing that honestly at this point isn't uncommon for any game that I've played. Like I was just playing Helldivers and it just crashed on me mid mission. So I feel like this just
you should complain to the devs.
I
it's
reported
their, it's
it.
Their fault.
I hit accept and report the. The issue.
They're just trying to do their job.
I'm helping them do their job. I sent them the logs as to why my game crashed. Now it's going to be easier for them to fix it. Other than that, yeah, that 1 week or 2 weeks, whatever it was in season 16, I the game's been pretty consistent, like pretty good.
It's a good game. Like yeah. it's cross-platform and it operates quite smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part.
But you know what I have an issue with?
Uh-oh.
Now that we're talking about it.
Uh-oh.
Is there's 60 people in a lobby and it'll be matchmaking and it'll be 60 people in the matchmaking and there's a fucking matchmaking. Just put us in the fucking game. There's enough people. I can see the people. They're all there. Yeah, put us in the fucking game.
I can
game.
See the people. Put me with the people.
It's like,
why
like
did
99
you get,
players
like, more
in matchmaking.
Italian when you got upset?
I'm just saying. There's like 99 people in the matchmaking. You need 60 people to play a game. There's 120 people in this lobby. Fucking put us in a game together. Let me shoot them. Like, let's go.
Pew pew.
I'm going to die in 5 seconds anyways. Just fucking throw us together. Yeah, the matchmaking sometimes is a little.
Yeah, they want everybody to be full teams.
Yeah, they do not want to see those people that aren't filling. Stop not filling. Fill.
Fill.
It's gotta be exactly the right amount of people. And they try and make it like skill based too. And it's like just if I'm sitting in a lobby for more than 10 minutes, it's never that long. If I'm sitting in a lobby for more than
45
minutes,
seconds,
then I don't care.
It's not 5 minutes, Matt. I bet you
it's like 45
two.
Seconds.
If it's longer than 61 seconds, put me in a lobby with an Apex Predator. I don't care. I'll die.
I anyways. Do. I don't want to.
Throw me in there.
Matt drops in with his basic stream and you got all these like Pred streams following.
Yeah. If I have to wait longer than a minute, I agree. I consent. This is my consent form.
If I murdered immediately. If I have to wait 61 seconds, just send me to my death immediately, and so I can just retry and throw in a good match.
This is very much a hot take, and I know that I'm the only one in this room that has it. But if I have to look at a matchmaking sign that says 99 people waiting for matchmaking, and it only takes 60 people to play a game, I would rather die immediately. And sit there wondering, why are we not being matched?
Is this because in Fortnite, the lobby is you running around the weird lobby aisle island?
No.
So, like, you're not actually waiting in the menu for people to join in? Like,
yeah, you are.
Yeah, but,
well,
but you're doing shit.
No,
you're running around
well,
and you're doing shit. If they had that, like, if Apex was like, okay, we're loading the lobby, everyone goes into the firing range. While the game...
No, but that's
while
more,
they match
that's more of like... That's more of like when Apex puts you into the match and then somebody drops out and then you're sitting there and it's like 59 or like 54 of 55 or like 50. Like, you know that screen where it's like the loading screen?
Yeah.
And it's like matchmaking 60 of 60. Yeah. And it's like, you're there.
Yeah.
Somebody could go. That's when, like, there's still kind of a loading screen for Apex.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's, you're not like just always on the island.
Yeah.
It's once you like kind of start filtering in, and then they're just like fine tuning stuff, and like they're just trying to find like
one guy, on the opposite side of the earth that still has to connect, and he's like, no, it's just
his
connection just isn't making it. Yeah,
somebody's ping is just way too long, so they're like, fuck it, go break this car really quickly and show everybody your new dances that you unlocked.
Fortnite.
Wow. Okay. Well, with that, anything else to add about Apex?
I think Apex is, because of the legend system, is one of the hardest battle royales to learn. It's like one of the hardest battle royales to kind of master.
It's so in character of me to have started here.
Yeah. No, it really is, though. Like, it's... like, just because they're like, you need, it's not just about like
they're very game changing the abilities. Like, it's not like,
yeah,
it's not just
like
Black Ops 3 had like little fucking classes that you could have, but they were just like, oh, this one has a bow and arrow that you can bring out. Like, this one has, but like in Apex, these are like game changing abilities. Like, the ability, like Lifeline being able to just resurrect people and not have to stand next to them the whole time. Huge. It's a huge advantage.
Yeah. And like, even just Fuse being able to shoot grenades right off the bat. Like, if you don't find a gun, you could just blow people up.
Yeah, Gibby being able to drop a shield. And
yeah,
no one can shoot in or out of it. Like, you have to be within the shield to hit me. Like, that's a huge, huge game-changing
like, ability. So it's not just about, like, getting lucky or learning where to loot or, like, learning the maps. It's, like, learning how to play the legends and then also learning how...
to defend against them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do like that, like, everybody is on the same playing field. Like, even, like Marissa, who's level, like, prestige 1, level 200, and Matt, who's level 200, have access to all the same things. Like, no, Marissa hasn't unlocked...
I'm, like, 170.
Marissa hasn't unlocked anything in the game that she can bring into the battle that Matt doesn't have. Like, you don't bring anything with
that's
you.
Not true.
Just fucking 100 hours of practice.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it doesn't give you an advantage. Like, you're just not like Marissa has a gun that's unlocked that Matt doesn't have a gun. You know what I mean? Like, apparently, I learned this the other day, that Call of Duty, even the Warzone, you bring in your own loadout. So,
that's
theoretically, as you level up, you have access to better shit than someone who just started playing. It's a battle royale. Like, just, you should be able to just pick up shit. Yeah, everyone should start with the same.
But it's also, they have to change it. Like, it's, you can't,
I guess.
Not everything could be like the same. But that's why it's like the Apex is the hardest to get into, but it's the easiest to become obsessed with. I think that's my point. Yeah. It's like, because you love the legends, it's just, it's easy to get obsessed with, but it's also the hardest to get into.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. Well, I love Apex Legends, goes without saying. If you want to see us stream it, go check us out on our Tuesday stream, twitch.tv/crownedheathens. We might not for sure be playing Apex, but it's a good possibility at the, you know, at the moment. All right. Matt?
I thought you were closing us off, and I was like, what about the ratings?
Oh, I forgot about the ratings completely.
Oh,
what
ratings.
Were you going to say? Marissa? What were you going to say?
Matt, what would you give Apex out of 10?
Honestly, I don't know if this is... I don't...
Matt's not a big competitive guy, so this is...
I was like a 7.
Yeah, that's about
like, it's expected. It's a good game.
But here's the thing. What would you give Call of Duty out of 10?
I don't know, like a 5?
Yeah, see, like, so 7 like, is like, I'll get a good first-person shooter.
Like, are you just saying for me to play? Like, I play
it. What is your rating,
like,
Matt?
Matt.
Full
Matt,
transparency.
Matt, you designed the rating system? 0 to 10.
Yeah.
0 to 10. Whatever you feel
7.
The game is.
7.
Okay, 7. Right. 8.5. Marissa?
Oh, yeah. 8.5.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't love the matchmaking right now.
The matchmaking is very broken. If you asked me before we stopped playing, in season 15, I would have probably given it a 9, 9.5 because we were killing it. But yeah, the game is definitely like, here's a lobby with a bunch of Apex Predators, and then we die immediately, and then here's a lobby with a bunch of people who probably started playing the game last weekend. So, and we don't really have anywhere in between right now.
Kill them all.
Yeah, so we win.
There's been multiple games recently where we will go several games without getting a kill, immediately like headshot it out of the game, feel real bad, and then it'll put us in a game with people who are standing in the middle of the field trying to shoot me with no cover, and I feel bad. I feel bad. Like, I get like 10 kills a game, and then I'm like, I don't even feel like I earned that.
Yeah.
To that person, you are the Apex Predator.
No, 100%.
I know. I don't want to be, though, because that's why it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't like.
I play against other people at my skill level.
Yeah. Like, I'm happy I won, but I still don't feel good about it.
The issue, too, right now is normally I would play ranked to get that feeling. But right now, ranked, because they redid ranked, the rank system so hard, they reset literally everyone in the game. So instead of going back a couple levels, everyone went back to beginner.
Like zero. Yeah.
Zero.
Which is a flawed system.
Yeah.
Which was a flawed system. And so there was literal Apex Predators in bronze lobbies for way too long.
So, like, the rank will be good again. You're just going to have to wait, like, maybe another month.
Probably next season.
Next season, it'll probably have actually.
Because then it'll start filtering out a lot more.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. What I was going to ask, now that we've done our ratings, is Matt, what are you currently playing?
Wait. You just said you didn't like the matchmaking. What was your number?
I said 8.5.
Oh, 7.5.
8.5.
Sorry.
Anyways, Matt, when
you play, you also
said 8.5. I also said 8.5, yes.
4. Okay.
I thought you were repeating what Sacco said.
Oh.
I thought when you said that, I thought you were... Okay, what am I playing right now? Spider-Man. Good game.
Real fun. So much fun.
Sacco, what are you playing?
I'm playing F1 Madden. That's it. No. Okay, no, Helldivers. No, Helldivers 2. Apex Legends. That's it. Marissa? Tell us about Baldur's
Gate. I'm so glad you... That was rude.
That was rude.
That is rude.
That was rude.
But, how's it?
Really good. I like Baldur's Gate a lot.
What character did you pick?
I am a high elf. And I am a cleric. I didn't realize that you actually had to roll dice in the game, which makes it immensely better.
And no, that's why I want to play.
That is so cool.
Dungeons & Dragons game, and then they're like, play dice. And I was like, I'm fucking in.
You know, there's multiplayer.
Yeah, I don't...
Matt doesn't play.
I know. I've been playing Spider-Man 2 forever because I recently moved house, and it was the first time. Like today, actually, was the first time I actually played a video game that wasn't Apex. Just because I've been everything was in a box, and like I was like doing shit.
Have you beaten the game? You've beaten the game yet, right?
No, I haven't beaten.
You haven't beaten Spider-Man 2 yet.
I haven't beaten the game. I when I say I'm playing Spider-Man, I have played 4 hours today, and then I played 4 hours probably in December.
What? Okay, fair enough. That's a long time.
No, January. Oh no, that's a lie. I got the game on Christmas. I blatantly lied to your face. How played a whole bunch of January.
Dare you?
A whole bunch
like
in
that.
February. The last time I played was probably like mid-February.
Gotcha.
Which isn't that long, but no, the moving of the house really occupied a lot of my time. I'm also spending a lot more time than I should just climbing buildings and sitting at the top of them.
You should probably play the game.
Because the game looks... Yeah, I don't play the main stories.
Well, this is exactly how you played Forza Horizon, where you're just like, I didn't do any of the races. Yeah. I just drove around Scotland.
I don't want to race people. I just want to drive around and look at cool things. I don't want to save New York. I just want to climb the Empire State Building and gaze off into a sunset.
Anyway, Baldur's Great Gate is great. Is Baldur's Great?
Baldur's Great.
I know that if I play it, especially with you, it'll just consume my life, and I'll never do it. I'll never play another game ever again. I don't know if I'm ready to commit to that.
Are you still playing The Witcher? Have you given up on The Witcher?
I'm only playing Spider-Man, and I'm only playing it 4 hours every 3 weeks.
All right. Well, I hate to cut you off, but that is all the time we have for today. So. Oh, I also played A Little to the Left, which is that organizational game.
To the left.
Everything.
Don't know if I would.
No, we don't have the copyright for that.
Put in the drawer.
What are you doing?
I stopped before we were getting copyrighted. Strict. They're going to strict us with copyright.
Marissa, where can people find us?
People can find us on Instagram if you want to yell at Sacco, Twitter if you want to yell at Sacco, and TikTok if you want to yell at Sacco, at Ground Heathens on all of those. You don't have to yell at Sacco, but do go follow us on there. We have a Discord. Link is in the description of this podcast. Guess what? If it's not there, you get to yell at Sacco.
Hey.
We also have a Twitch channel, twitch.tv/crownedheathens. We stream every Tuesday and other days, sometimes when we feel like it. So go give us a follow on there and let us know what game you want to see us play, because otherwise we're just going to keep playing Apex. Otherwise, we thank you so much for listening and joining in on our chaos. And as always, we will catch you in the next one. Bye, friends.
Marissa got a new chair.
I was going to comment on it first. It's a nice chair. It looks very chair.
That's a pretty pillow. You took the pillow off.
Oh, how does the pillow stay? Was it just... Oh, it has a hook.
just shove it in the hole.
The pillow has like a band behind it so that it could go over a chair. Maybe like a car.
I think it's like a car pillow.
Maybe?
Yeah, like a headrest.
But
yeah,
it does fit. It fits perfectly in the chair. Yeah.
No, it does.
It's a nice chair. Do you feel like you can game at super awesome speeds now?
And not at super awesome speeds, but I can game. Like, my endurance went up, you know? Like, if you wanted to play Baldur's Gate for like 12 hours a day, I could do that with you.
You could do that with
that
chair.
I could.
Yeah.
If you know,
my problem is I also got a new chair when I moved
house. It's worse?
And it's worse.
Yeah.
And I don't want to play at all. I don't want to sit on this chair anymore.
You should get a better chair, Matt.
It's from IKEA and it's like $12.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was horrible. I'm looking at that right now and I know it wasn't $12.
It wasn't $12, but it was on sale, so it wasn't as expensive as it was supposed to be.
Where did you get it from? Matt should go there. Oh, that is not a good chair, Matt. That looks like a chair
It's not even fabric. It's like plastic.
For the listeners, it is a very shitty plastic chair. Like, remember when you were in elementary school?
Like, don't disrespect IKEA.
And you had those really shitty plastic IKEA chairs that you had to like flip over and put on top of your desk at the end of the day. That is exactly what Matt had, but put wheels on the bottom of it.
The wheels are nice.